You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae, back with a fresh new check-in episode with you. We're getting closer to the holidays. I just got back from going around the world in 10 days. Still have time to speak with amazing entrepreneurs around the globe. I'm speaking with someone today from Baltimore. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to The Startup. How's it going? I think you're muted.
I was too scared when I was online. I learned in the early Zoom days to always make sure you mute. So I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's true. It's true. And we have to make sure we have our pajama bottoms also. We all learned in that time, didn't we? Welcome.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me on the show. And I definitely have some comfy pajama bottoms on.
Absolutely. Great, great, great. Thank you for making time on your Sunday to join us and share what you're up to. And I love the DMV. So Baltimore is always welcome in our online kitchen, at the table, at the dinner table. So we are here streaming. We're doing a quick entrepreneurial startup check-in the weekend before Thanksgiving. And I'm going to go full screen and let Joshua introduce himself, his brand, and what he is up to these days.
Yeah, so I used to work at a big faceless organization, and I was really tired of not being able to give all the financial advice and guidance that people were searching for. So I decided to leave corporate America and go on a little bit of a entrepreneurial journey. And everyone said I was stupid for giving up a good paying job to do that. And I decided to partner with a couple different people. And one person really didn't want to pay me what I was supposed to get paid, and one person didn't pay me at all. And it was the beginning of 2020, and this little thing happened that took over the world, and I decided to start my own investment firm called 369 Financial so I can help educate people on the best ways to grow their wealth. And now we're here on the LA Talk Radio with Monique.
369 leads me to want to rap into another song. 369 is your area code, or 369 like the Little John song?
369 stock so fine.
If you, those that know, know. And if you don't know, you better figure it out. I love that name. I love your passion for what you believed in, right? Like, you were passionate about your belief. And I think enough to leave something comfortable and be uncomfortable on purpose is truly a entrepreneurial trait, I find. I wonder what people in your life said. What did your friends and family say? What did your landlord say?
Well, I own my own house, so I was the landlord. But pretty much all my friends and family, I mean, they weren't very supportive. It's pretty crazy how when you go and do something, like, you can go to someone's birthday party and like 100 people show up, but you go to start a business and no one shows up.
Oh, say it again for the seats in the back. Listen, you find out very quickly who's down for you. I mean, I remember this. I remember this growth. I call it like a startup growth spurt. But I realized I was kind of doing it right when I could hire people that I used to work with and for that were joining me. And, you know, investing. And then I could rehire people that used to be like my coworker, and friends and family started paying attention and asking. That's the pivotal moment. But let's talk about you. So yeah, I'm glad that you own your own home and you felt comfortable enough to do this. So talk to me about the heart of this brand and what you saw in the market in your industry that needed changing.
Well, I actually went to school for math, so I didn't think I was going to become a financial professional. I thought I was going to be the person who figures out how much all insurance costs for everyone. So lots and lots of really exciting things. And I ended up in the financial industry, and I quickly found out that financial advisors are salespeople and they don't know much about investing. And I figured, well, that seems like there's a big problem, and where there's problems, there's solutions. And fast forward now, 10 years later, and people are really craving to get good financial advice. And unfortunately, there's a lot of social media financial influencers who are just giving out generic cookie cutter advice. And that advice is helpful, but it's only going to get you to a certain level. I mean, if you're trying to go to level 10, it's only going to get you to level 2 or 3. And people get stuck on level 2 or 3 and don't ever grow. Don't ever start the business. Get stuck in the job. Just keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting it all to be rainbows and butterflies.
Hey, I understand. And I think, you know, level 1 and 2 and 3 are great. But when you're really looking to scale and be consistent and grow something, we need an expert, right? So you said you're a mathematician, which makes me very, I feel comforted that you're in the financial realm. If you're a mathematician, that makes me very happy. So let's identify your dream client. Let's say Q1 of 2025, right? Mm-hmm. We've cleared the decks. We've had our Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and we've had our New Year's celebration. And now we've got Q1, we've done all our paperwork, we've rested. And, you know, who would you identify, what type of client and or sector of business would be interesting to you to take on next year?
Well, I first start with this. When you first start a business, everyone's like, what's your niche? What's your niche? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know how to choose one. So I came up with this barrier to entry. First, you have to be able to use a computer. And second of all, you can't be a jerk. So I start at those 2 points.
Very basic barriers of entry there. Okay.
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, I met with someone who had like $5 million. They were a jerk. And I said, sorry, have a good day. Yeah. Like, I can't work with you. It's just, I don't care if someone has $5 or $5 million. If they are willing to invest, they're willing to learn, and it's a good fit, and everyone feels like they're going to benefit from working with each other, I'm down to pretty much work with anyone at this point, just because the more people I help, the more my name will get out there. And ultimately, opportunities missed by most because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. And I'm definitely willing to do the work.
Great, great. I love where your heart is, and I love where your ethics lie. And I think it's an important message, right? Like, yes, you might have 5 million, might have 500 million, and you might have $5, but if you're a jerk to work with, it kind of gets in the way of you creating an ecosystem that is productive, right? And so you have to deal with their hangups. I mean, you're taking on the client, but you're also taking on their baloney. So I get that. I really do. And I love that you don't waste time on a discovery call. Like, you literally find out really quickly if they're a jerk and move on. So let's talk about, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw this curveball at you. I just recently had the pleasure of doing a little AI investing. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cool. Like
what was it? What was AI?
Well, he was kind of, this is someone with an established business relationship, right? Mm-hmm. For like 4 or 5 years. So he's taking care of some other things for me. But he said, hey, here's the amount. It was like on a Friday night, and I don't ever answer my phone on the weekend. And he's like, I'm reaching out to a couple people. Do you want to try this? He didn't really just close, but I had enough faith in him, and the amount wasn't a lot. So let's say on a Friday, I sent him X. Mm-hmm. On the next Friday, he sent me Y. And it was amazing. For like 7 days return, it was pretty cool. It was just kind of like testing this thing. Mm-hmm. I could pull up the text and explain it to you, but what is your knowledge about AI trading, and what do you see for the future with this?
So I've actually been using AI since I started. A friend of mine developed a program that helps. It's basically having like an analyst in my back pocket. Basically, I put in data and then it tells me, hey, these are the things that we'd suggest looking into. So it's good to have those tools. However, you have to be able to decipher those tools to determine whether or not it's a good investment or not. You can't just fully rely on the AI to do the decision making for you, because ultimately data can only take you so far. There's a lot of things that data isn't taking into account. So, I mean, the question that I'd be asking about the scenario, I'm glad that you made money on it. But there's a lot of problems with buying and selling. And you could Google, there's lots of studies that trading is actually hazardous to your wealth. So the more that you trade, the more it works against you over the long run. Because there's a study, I think like Fidelity or Vanguard, some big companies said that the best investors are dead people. Because they don't do anything. They just they hold their investments and they don't do anything. And those investors do better than most people.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're taking, when you say Vanguard, that gives me comfort. I'm flashing back 20 years ago, I guess longer than that, when I worked at the gym. And Vanguard was like the portfolio they offered you for the 401. Mm-hmm. And then like the modern Woodmans of it all. So what advice would you like to give that maybe isn't so popular, but really important, without giving all your diamonds away, all your pearls? Because we want people to book with you. But let's say they're not a jerk. They're not an asshole. They have, they don't have 5 million, but they have 50,000 or 5,000 or something to start with. What would you like to offer the audience that maybe they don't know about investing that you found on your journey? I know this is a broad question.
I mean, step one is you have to put yourself in a position to maximize your income to its greatest potential. So if you're working a job and you're not making the money that you're making or want to be making, I mean, maybe you got to go do something uncomfortable for a couple of years. It may not be fun, but the faster you can get money in your pocket, the faster you can put money away for your future. I mean, the first $100,000 is typically the hardest for most people. But if you get $100,000 saved and you do well in investing, 100 turns to 200, then 400, then 800, then 1.6 million, depending on how you invest it. And ultimately, you got to put yourself in a position to get the money, because if you're in a low income position or you're not getting what you deserve at work and you feel like the company you're working for doesn't value you by paying you, and that's how we're valued, we get paid, and that's how companies reward their employees. You have to get real creative, maybe start a side business or do something that's going to help put more money in your pocket, because the more money you have in your pocket, that makes you more dangerous. Investing alone isn't just going to get you rich. I mean, everyone wishes they bought Bitcoin when it first came out, but most of us didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And the modern Bitcoin recently was like the Beyond Meat 4 or 5 years ago that my friend from Austin was talking about. And I'm like, dang, I wish I didn't know. And then the next one was NVIDIA. Yeah. And I have a little bit of stock in that, but not enough to make my Christmas. But I saw it coming. So I think we can kind of sense with AI, like I love what you said, using it as a tool and really, you know, getting that bread and multiplying it and just leaning in. And yes, you have to be uncomfortable sometimes. We all have done it. I've pounded the pavement for 20 plus years in production. And now I can kind of leverage that and do the things I like better. But there is, we're humans. We like to avoid pain, right? So let's promote where people can follow you, Joshua, and how can they get your attention? What is the subject title? I'm not a jerk and I don't have 5 million. Like, how can they get a response from Joshua?
Yeah. I mean, the cool part about having an unconventional name is I'm the only person with this name. So if you just go on your favorite social media platform and just type in Joshua Krafchik, I'm the only one that shows up. And if you want to Google 369 Financial and check out our website, and if you just want free info, I've been getting into the content game. I've been really tired of watching these people with the only credentials they have is 200,000 followers and a ring light. And so I'm out of the lab and I'm ready to shake things up a little bit. But creating content's hard. It's hard creating content.
Yeah. Well, you have authentic techniques, right? So if you're consistent with those, that'll track. And I can foresee some stitches coming on some of these influencers. And I use that loosely. And, you always want organic followership. Yeah, it's good to spruce it up. But organic followership, it truly is the win, right? I mean.
Yeah. So like I've seen recently, like on Instagram, people are like, hey, comment this, I'll send you this or something. And they're trying to get people into like their ecosystem to sell them something. I wrote a wealth guide and I like digitized it. I was like, you know what? I found the tool. I'm figuring out how to use it because I'm like busy. I don't have time to sit in front of my computer and do social media all day. I was like, I'm just going to give it all out for free and see what happens.
Oh, I love it. Well, you're the future. Like, I can see you totally trending next year. Let's push Joshua Kravchik into our ecosystems, into our world. Like, F that Louis bag. Get a session with Joshua for that loved one that you care about. Joshua, will you come back and do more time with us, maybe post-holidays, right, you know, getting into the new year?
Yeah, totally. I'm down. I'm down to have
it. We'd love it.
And I just hope people don't spend all their money on gifts.
I know, right? Get into it, folks. Follow Joshua. I think he's going to be the future here, money with money and trending and leveraging your assets to wealth and being smart about it. Joshua, it's a pleasure to have you. Stay warm in the beautiful DMV in Baltimore. And thank you for being on The Startup.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Peace out, LA.
Peace. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. A shout out to all of our sponsors around the world in 10 days. I am completely, I don't know what time zone I'm on, but we're back at it for the last trip of the endemic film. It took a while, but we're going to South Africa finally. I know you're over it. And we added Kenya to it. So I'm there for two reasons. I'm there for the film and I'm there with Sorghum United. Shout out to all our sponsors. Thank you again, everybody who supported the Jacaranda Foundation. We raised a lot of money for kids, orphans in Malawi. Thank you to Sorghum United, Sorgo Squad, Everyday Soul Dances, La Casa del Camino, Michael Soberg Family Wines, everyone. Thank you, Lainey Strauss, for being a super duper badass. And enjoy your Sunday. Please follow us on Instagram at The Startup with Monique LeRae. I will see you next week. We'll have replays when I'm traveling. And be good. And we'll see you soon. What we start up today. See you.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.